14 and a half before 6, and Jason Cann's on the other end of the phone for the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
So many topics dancing through my head to throw out to you. I'll start with original languages. I was reading a devotion. I like Robert Morgan's on this day, although I only occasionally check it, but I did today. It was about Erasmus, and somebody had said, hey, you should go to the original languages, and so did you do that when you put Letters to the Beloved together? Did you confer Greek at all?
Yeah, sometimes. I think especially in those spaces where I was a little bit unsure about what was being communicated, I would at times go to a Greek concordance, which I think is actually still in my bedroom where I wrote it all out, and just to try and wrestle with what are the words here, what was being said, what was being communicated.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, the way that, I mean, just there are a million translations out there, and
yep.
So I think that, but it's interesting, right? I mean, you get the word for word like NASB does, and then you get the more, the thought or the paraphrase or all sorts
right.
of different.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this about me, but I took 4 semesters of Greek in college, and I won an award for Greek in college as well.
I did not know that about you, but it's all Greek to me. I know that.
Yeah, at this point, it is for me, too. It's one of those things where if you're not using it regularly, it's hard. You know, it's pretty rusty getting back into it. And I would recognize things when I would read, but not as fluently as I did before.
It was kind of like cliff diving to me. I mean, the whole idea about seminary was appealing, but I would look at the idea and say, boy, I don't know, Greek and Hebrew. That was kind of intimidating.
Yeah.
And then they would have kind of a path or a direction. It's like, oh, you could do this. You could get this degree, and you don't necessarily have to get the Greek or the Hebrew.
So. Yeah. I would love to do Hebrew, but I haven't so far.
And it's, it's helpful to, because nonetheless, if we just have the English translations, I mean, that's something, but there is kind of a getting back to the original source, right?
Yeah, I think that's a gift if and when we are able to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know Eugene Peterson took a lot of heat for the message, but he was actually a Greek and Hebrew professor before he was a pastor. So,
and really, the whole idea of the message was him, when he was pastoring, he's like, that what motivated him, like, the people need a translation that they can really connect with.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of those who have passed, so many great saints have, and one of them, our dear friend Larry Crabb. Do you realize it's now been more than 5 years since you and I went to Houston for that event? For
that seems unbelievable to me that it's been that long.
I know. The thing was, you had planned for it for so. It took so long to pull it off, and then now it's been more than 5 years since we did it.
Yeah. It's a dot in the rearview mirror at this point.
Yeah.
But, you know, what a blessing that was to be there, to be with Larry, and to meet a bunch of new folks that I hadn't encountered before. And, that was really great.
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes you get kind of a taste, right? I mean, we get these tastes of heaven. And sort of even that meal that happened kind of even the night before we got there. And the meal, and you had Larry and some of these other dear ones. I mean, it just was like just a foretaste, you know?
Yeah, it was a joy to be able to do that. And then I was reminded that it wasn't heaven because I misscheduled our return flight.
Well, we lived through it together, and the thing
we
is,
did.
I mean, just in terms of deepening friendships and relationships, I'm so glad I jumped in and did that with you. So we
me
can
too.
Share that.
I'm really glad you came along and that you got to see me really flustered because that, you know, I don't know if you had seen it that badly before. That,
yeah, probably not. But you pulled it out, man. You pulled us off. All right. We've got Acts 2:37 and 38 today.
And that says, Peter's words pierced their hearts, and they said to him and to the other apostles, brothers, what should we do? Peter replied, each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Hmm. And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle those two verses this way. Peter's words convicted his hearers. My story, animated by my spirit, has that effect. Listen to Peter's instructions. Turn back to God, be baptized in Jesus' name, and receive the Holy Spirit. This promise and pattern hold for every person in every generation. When you veer off the path toward my kingdom, turn back again. When you're lost, call out for help. Remember that in your baptism, You were washed clean and purified, forgiven and reconciled. Trust in the voice of my Spirit who dwells in you. Final thought.
Yeah, I love that idea of remembering your baptism. You know, I think to turn back to that idea that you have been washed clean. And because I think sometimes in those dark places, it can be hard to remember that. And just to turn back and remember.
And I believe the baptism of the Spirit, but you know, I read that and I think about all the differences within Christendom on the word baptism, both the sprinkling or immersion or the differences in the baptism of the Spirit. And there's so much we fight about, isn't there?
Absolutely. Yeah. And miss that core beauty, that core message of being welcomed and cleaned.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate it.
Well, we talk a lot about OneFest coming up August 2nd through the 4th in Cadott. WWIB honored to be the hometown station of OneFest. We hope you'll join us there. Lots of activities and things to do all throughout the summer here in the Chippewa Valley and beyond. But if we go a little bit beyond here in Wisconsin, Halvo, we can find some even more interesting festivals that folks can participate in throughout the summer and into the fall.
Yes, we can. For instance, the Wayne Chicken Show. What is this? This is a festival in Wayne, Nebraska, happening in July. Celebrates all things chicken with various activities like chicken humor, games, costume, dancing, and dinners.
So I'm guessing they do play the chicken dance there.
Probably.
How about the Hanophobia Bigfoot Festival and Conference?
Never heard of it.
It's scheduled for October 4th through the 5th in Hanobia, Oklahoma. That might be a phobia of some sort as well. This festival includes Bigfoot art, music, and stories from those who claim to have seen the mythical creature. For more information, visit the Hanophobia Bigfoot Festival website.
Oh, there's the Wisconsin State Cow Chip Throw is back at Prairie du Sac in Wisconsin, August 30th and 31st, featuring a cow chip throwing competition and a parade of... I've never even seen a cow chip throwing competition. More information can be found on the official event page.
Some of the oddest festivals you can attend this summer and fall. The Humongous Fungus Fest in Crystal Falls, Michigan, scheduled for August the 24th. It celebrates a giant fungus with various festivities, including making a large mushroom pizza. Visit the Humongous Fungus Fest page for details. I kind of wish that were closer just so we could say it more often.
Yeah, that is the Humongous Fungus Fest. That is fun to say. I don't think you're going to be going to this one,
no.
Caleb. The Tarantula Awareness Festival held in Coarse Gold, California, happening October 26th and includes activities like the Hairy Legs Contest and the Tarantula Derby.
Probably going to skip that one. Well, Hillbilly Days in Pikeville, Kentucky will happen from April 24th to the 26th. So it already happened this year. It features Appalachian culture celebrations, crafts, and food while raising funds for Shriners Hospitals for Children. That's cool. More details available on the Hillbilly Days website so you don't miss it next year.
Hmm. And finally, Lower Keys Underwater Music Festival set for July 13th in the Florida Keys. Divers and snorkelers can enjoy underwater music at the Coral Reef.
There you go. Things to attend and do throughout this great U.S. of A.
Well, Caleb, imagine if they would have summer classes for men.
Just for the fellas, some things to continue the education. Maybe you're learning it for the first time.
Yeah, for instance, the stove or oven, what it is and how it's used. That could be a class.
Some summer classes for the guys, tongue firmly in cheek here. How about this one? How to fight cerebral atrophy, remembering birthdays, anniversaries, and other important dates, and calling when you're going to be late.
Yeah, we're not famous for that, right? Or maybe we are. Here's another possible class, Health Watch. Bringing her flowers is not harmful to your health, guys.
It's not. And may I take this opportunity to wish my wife, Lindsay, a very happy 10th anniversary.
Wow,
today,
10
which
years.
I did remember.
Yes.
So, yes, 10 years today.
Happy
I love
you, anniversary
babe.
To you guys.
Summer classes for men. How about this one? Learning how to find things, starting with looking in the right places and not turning the house upside down while yelling that someone stole it.
Here's another possible class for guys. How about the loss of identity, losing the remote to your significant other?
In my case, it's more like my 9-year-old son who claimed the remote. Summer classes for guys, just for fun. How about this one? After dinner dishes, can they levitate and fly into the kitchen sink?
Yeah, right. Get them in there, and then how about wash them, or at least rinse them and get them in the dishwasher. Another possible class for our gender, fundamental differences between the laundry hamper and the floor. Pictures and explanatory graphics.
There you go. Throwing it by the hamper doesn't count. And finally, one more fun one. Summer classes for men. The toilet paper roll. Does it change itself?
Yeah. There you go. Possible classes for guys. How about
just some fun?
How about where to squeeze the toothpaste? That could be another one.
Oh, goodness.
You're on WWIB.
It's the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Caleb and Havel with you on WWIB Radio, where we are family. And one of our frequent guests is Farmer John from Govan's Farm in Menominee. We welcome him back on the air. Good morning, Farmer John.
Good morning.
Well, great to have you with us. And you know what? We are anticipating strawberry season coming up, and it's a short season. It'll be here before we know it.
It will be here before we know it. It always gets here sooner than we're ready for it. But around the 15th of June.
And again, people can go to your website, govansfarm.com. They can even get text reminders for updates as well, too. And I've heard, too, there are some patches that had strawberries before that aren't still doing that. And so a lot more people might be saying, hey, where can I go to have that family tradition of picking strawberries? And again, Govan's the place to go. You've got pre-picked, but also pick your own. It's just a great activity. I remember doing it with my mom growing up.
It is a great activity. And, you know, we're one of the patches in the area, and one of the things we really like to do is to make sure the families come out and have kids on the farm. You know, if we can get a little kid to enjoy the strawberry patch when they're young, then they'll come back with their kids, and this tradition can go on for generations.
And now, some families have done it, but others, maybe, young families are saying, hey, I didn't do that, but I want to start that tradition. No better time than the present, right?
No better time. Well, we can't say the present because we don't open for a couple of weeks yet. But this year would be a great year to start.
Yeah, that's what I meant. But good enough. All right.
And Farmer John, again, when that season does start, and folks, again, go to govansfarm.com to stay up to date. You talk about this activity, and you offer rides to and from the patch as well, so that folks can just make those memories and spend some time together. You're, again, a real operating farm that opens to the public a few times per year for some of these different activities, whether it be the corn maze and activities in the fall, the lambing season and farm babies, but now the strawberry picking as well.
Absolutely. The strawberry picking, I think this is our 22nd or 23rd year of strawberry growing.
Do you have those folks who are just supporters of each and everything you do? I mean, everything they hear us talk to you about on WWIB, whether it's the summer, the fall, whatever it might be, that they're getting out and participating in what Govan's has to offer?
We have those families that come three seasons a year, but I'm always surprised by the number of people that come for one season and don't realize that we're a three-season farm. It always surprises me because I think everybody should know, but they really don't. And that's one of the problems with this business that's not open year round is that we have to reestablish our presence three times a year.
Well, we'll do our best to get the word out, Farmer John from Govan's Farm in Menominee. And again, thinking that by mid-June, the strawberry season should be ready to go. But, of course, weather dependent. And so we'll get the word out when it's time. And we'll chat with you again soon. But thank you for joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show. And we are sure looking forward to this year's strawberry harvest.
Well, thanks for having me this morning.
Have a good day baling hay, okay?
All right. We're checking on new lambs in the barn, too.
Fantastic.
I thought I heard some in the background there. Again, Govan's Farm in Menominee. Go to Govan's Farm, G-O-V-I-N-S, govansfarm.com. Strawberry season coming up before we know it. And what a great, great activity to enjoy.
So many great ways to get in your strawberries on top of your cereal, the strawberry shortcake, on top of some delicious vanilla ice cream.
Yes.
All good.
Well, here we are, just a couple days before the start of June, and there are a lot of things to look forward to. Caleb and Havel with you on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.
Yeah, sports fans, the NBA Finals start on June 6th. That's going to be in Boston.
Looking forward to seeing that, and don't know who the opponent will be for the Boston Celtics. Could be the Minnesota Timberwolves, rooting for them. Could be the Dallas Mavericks. Also, right after June 6th, June 7th, National Donut Day. That's a Friday, and I hope everyone gets out there and celebrates and support your local donut shops.
Absolutely. You never go wrong with enjoying yourself a good donut, that's for sure.
donuts. Is there anything they can't do?
The Stanley Cup Final start for hockey fans on June 8th. They're still kind of determining the teams there.
It's always a great time to go to Mykon Cinemas and catch a movie. And June 14th, Inside Out 2 is in theaters. I know my family loved the original. We even dressed up as characters from Inside Out when Lily was little. She loved the character Joy. So Inside Out 2 coming to theaters.
I've heard a lot of great things about Inside Out. I never saw it, actually. So
really well
written. Yeah, it's about emotions,
well done.
Right?
Yeah. So just very, very well done.
Uh-huh. Also, June 16th, the Tony Awards, honoring outstanding achievements in Broadway theater.
Outstanding dads honored on June 16th as well. Father's Day, you know, show dad some love.
Uh-huh. Juneteenth, commemorating the end of slavery, June 19th. And what it actually is not just the end of slavery, but the final slaves finding out that they'd been emancipated.
Indeed. Right after that, June 20th is actually when summer begins. And a lot of times we think that summer is starting earlier than that. But technically, we're still in spring until that point.
Yeah. Interesting. Meanwhile, also June 28th, people anticipating the movie from John Krasinski, A Quiet Place Day One, kind of a prequel.
Also, my sister Lydia's birthday that day, too. And I will say June 20th, the beginning of summer, my buddy and little brother Elijah, it's his birthday. And probably going to get him Legos.
Okay.
I'm just putting that out there right now. He might be listening right now, but probably going to get him Legos because usually he has, or maybe money for Legos because he wants the bigger sets So.
Fantastic. All right. Well, also, of course, June is June Dairy Month here, and we're excited about that.
Yeah, we're celebrating, as always, honoring our farmers and dairy industry and our friends from Culver's coming back. We appreciate their generosity each and every year to put together our June Dairy Month celebration. Be listening for that moo starting the first weekday in June, which would be Monday morning, for a chance to win a free value basket and a free concrete mixer from Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake.
Yeah, one winner per household, right, I believe, is the way that we go with that, please. So we try to abide by that. And it's going to be a lot of fun all month long during June Dairy Month here on WWIB.
I've got to have more milk.